This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Just as American states once sued tobacco companies, Canada's two largest provinces are going to court. They want tobacco companies to pay for health care costs associated with smoking. Ontario and Quebec are demanding a total of about $80 billion. Anita Elash reports on lawsuits that are part of a larger effort across Canada.
You can buy cigarettes at Wally's smoke shop in Toronto's West End, but you wouldn't know it when you walk in the door. The cigarettes are behind the counter.
Thank you.
As store manager Susan Pack explains, a law passed last spring means she has to keep them hidden behind a bank of white metal doors.
We don't have to show the customer, see, are we hiding over here?
The government's idea is that if people don't see cigarettes, they won't be tempted to buy them. Pack says that as a result, sales are down.
10% down, maybe.
The out-of-sight, out-of-mind policy is just one of the things that make Ontario a tough place to buy and sell cigarettes. Over the last few years, the province has put strict limits on advertising, legislated graphic warning labels on cigarette packages, and outlawed smoking everywhere except on the street or at home. Now the government is suing tobacco makers for $50 billion. Attorney General Chris Bentley made the announcement last week.
The issue here will be, what did the tobacco companies know, when did they know, and what did they tell the people of Ontario about the addictiveness and the health care-related effects of tobacco use?
The lawsuit draws heavily on secret tobacco company documents released in 1998 when the U.S. government won a $200 billion settlement to recover health care costs. Ontario claims that tobacco companies have known since at least 1950 that smoking is addictive and causes disease. It says they deliberately kept those facts secret. Bentley said the province needs the money to pay for smoking-related health costs, which he estimates at $1.6 billion a year. Anti-tobacco campaigners hope the lawsuit will yield even bigger results. Michael Purley is the director of the Ontario Campaign for Action on Tobacco.
It will show the industry not to be within the normal bounds of regular business behavior. There's no other industry that produces products that have no safe level of use at all, that kill half their long-term users, all with the manufacturer's full knowledge. So the revelation of that information then creates a huge climate for further regulation of the industry.
Canadian tobacco manufacturers have not answered the allegations in the lawsuit, but say the government is being hypocritical. Eric Gagnon, a spokesperson for Imperial Tobacco, said Ontario already collects around $1 billion every year by taxing cigarettes.
This is sheer hypocrisy by the government. They're the ones who are, you know, licensing the industry, legislating the industry, and collecting billions of dollars in taxes. So for them to turn around and with one hand collect all the, legislate the industry and collect all the taxes, and the other hand just to turn around and sue the industry is sheer hypocrisy.
Some smokers said they think Gagnon has a point.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Uh-oh. Don't hide your cigarette.
Radio.
Carol Braganiolo was huddled in the rain outside her office in downtown Toronto, taking a furtive midday smoke break.
I just ran the treadmill this morning. My trainer knew I was doing this.
She said she started smoking at 19, but doesn't blame the tobacco companies.
I think that smoking starts with the individual. My father smoked inside the house. And so I have been growing up accustomed to secondhand smoke every day of my life. And I know I'm doing it to myself.
Altogether, four provinces, Ontario, Quebec, British Columbia, and New Brunswick, are planning to sue. All but one of Canada's 10 provinces have passed legislation that would allow them to join in. With the tobacco companies gearing up to fight, it will likely be years before the cases are resolved. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto.